Brian, when you're sitting there in the third round and Justin Reed shows up on the board, probably unexpected, so what were your thoughts at the time? You said best player available.
Absolutely. So it makes me think about the process, Mark, and I think about the time and preparation that we spent with Justin Reed through the offseason, obviously through the fall with our scouts going through Stanford, but then obviously with the combine and then the pro days. So, and I reflect on some of the things we thought about Justin as a prospect, and he was as clean of a player for us to select at that time, but also think that he's a guy that's going to be very valuable to our defense because of the jobs that he can do. He's not just a one-position player. He's a multi-position player at safety as it relates to playing from depth at the line of scrimmage, in the box, off the ball, play man, play zone, play the run, so a lot of versatility.
With Martinez Rankin, you have a player here who can play a lot of different positions. I know versatility is so important to you guys.
The way I would describe Martinez Rankin is he's an offensive lineman who happened to be a starting left tackle in the SEC. And if it happens to be a left tackle, great. If it happens to be a right tackle, great. If it happens to be a guard, great. So what we like about him is that he has utility ability, meaning if we need a guard, we need a tackle, we have the vision that he could be either or.
When you look at a player like Akins, and he can run very well. Can he block okay for you as a tight end? How does he fit in that mix in the tight end group?
Well, he offers a lot of athletic dimensions at the position, and it's a good scheme fit and system fit for how we want to use the F tight end in our offense. So we think he can play from inline. We think he can detach from the formation. We think he can beat man coverage. He's got good hands. Perhaps there's some parts of the running game we think that we can help him with, and perhaps a work in progress where he's a little more developmental in that area. But he has all the physical traits to think that we can develop him in that area, and we're looking forward to coaching him.
A lot of these players we interviewed said they visited here. You spent a great deal of time with them under the circumstances, relatively a great deal of time. How important is that to get to know these guys as much as possible?
It goes back to the vision of the locker room, Mark, and I think about the types of players that we want to bring into the team, knowing who's already here. We just want to make sure it's a very clean insert into our environment, our culture, our program, that from a football character perspective, personal character perspective, and the medical perspective, that it's a good fit for our program.
You talked about collaboration during a press conference. Now, how important was that to get together you, the coaching staff, everybody, now that this part of the process is over?
So the role that I've had here, very often I'm put in the position of consensus building. You're getting the opinions from multiple scouts, from your medical staff, from your coaching staff. And what I'm able to do is be that final filter. But it all boils down to the vision of the player, and sharing the same vision and having the same vision for how that player will fit on our roster, on our program, the roles, the jobs, what he does in base, what he does in sub, what he does in fourth down. And I felt like that was a very good partnership fostered with the coaching staff.
Brian, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.